but not saying, you know, but not actually executing. In other words, almost a fraud. That was his claim.
Well, that's not true. You see, what happened is this. Nobody's selling anything. What we're trying to do is raise this money to pay off this debt. Now, every time you get ready to do it, there's some reason why you shouldn't do it. We've had 5 engagements set up in California, and each time it's Brown, or it's Yorty running, or it's the California congressman running, or it's a gallbladder operation for me. Now, there have been 5 of them out there. New York has been 3 or 4. Now, it's a basic problem with Bobby. Bobby wants a 50% cut. He doesn't think you're entitled to take any money out of New York without his permission. Now, Kennedy took it out of New York without Wagner's permission, but he doesn't think since he's moved there you can do it. Now, we've got to do it to finance, pay these debts. The money, just by God, they can't get it in South Carolina. It's not there. And he came in here and demanded $1 million when he ran for office, and I said, we don't have it. You left us with $4 million deficit, Bobby. So he got Roland Evans to write this mean damn little story. He burns that outfit. So they started off on that ground to put the heat on us. Not that they were against it, but the theory that we were going to ruin things. So then they ran the same story in California. But all the time saying, if you come along, give us a half cut, that's okay. So now we've got through the New York thing, we've got through the Texas thing, and we got through the Washington thing. We still got California, we got through Chicago. Now what we've got to do is get this $1 million paid off, and then by God, I'm going to close up the National Committee. It doesn't do me a bit of good, just give me headaches. I don't depend on them for a thing. I haven't brought anybody in to organize. I've cut their staff and fired them. They had drunks and alcoholics and homosexuals, but the score, we cleared them all out. And now we just got it down where really we just got 2 or 3 fellas. John Bailey's up in Connecticut, and all Cliff Carter does is hold the thing together over there. Nobody pays any attention. We haven't got him naming any cabinet officers or fixing any cases or anything else. But that's what we're trying to do. But he's got to have somebody speak for him. So what I want you to be sure to do, that you and Rosenthal, and incidentally, you're going to be damn lucky if you keep Rosenthal, because we've got to have somebody can help us with these things. To say to Time and say to Newsweek and say to U.S. News and World Report and these other folks, because you got a legitimate reason to say it to them, call them in and say, now, this thing flip-flopped here. The circumstances are bad, but it boomeranged because nobody had ever called anybody here. And the President's Club has if they'd made any promise to Bush, they didn't exercise it, and they say they never talked to him, and Bush never mentioned it to anybody.
I would be very surprised if
he did. He never mentioned it to a human. And now, what happened is, Bush did come in 62, I found out, from Symington, and got Symington to bring him down and talk to Bobby Kennedy about this case. And they took it under advisement, and that's all. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, they did. Bush came in, and his lawyer came in, and got Long and Symington, and they carried him down there, and they went against him. But the point I think you make that's good, that I think these magazines ought to know about, and that's what I want to do, not that we're concerned, but find a way in the morning before they're booked up tomorrow at noon, don't lead to this thing, is to say to them that Anheuser-Busch is very much like General Motors, others. They have antitrust problems because of their size. They have it with beer. Malt's a little bit different because malt's as open as beagle dogs. You can just buy them everywhere, and malt is a different situation. But in this instance, nobody's talked about Anheuser-Busch problems to you or to Turner, and you're the two men made the decision, and to the review committee, those three. The committee didn't, the president's committee didn't, anything else. And if they had...
Are you still with us, Mr. Secretary? I'm sorry, sir. Are you still on the other line?
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on a moment.
this Sunday slough off here with New York Times or Post or whoever might be doing it. All just right. Kind of watch it. Get on it in the morning, because I think this is important.
Yes, I'm sure.
This image, this hurts us, this stuff. And
I think it's fortunate, if there's anything fortunate, in the fact that it was Bob Turner, because his background and reputation could have been revealed. No politics in the background.
And if they say, well, why did this happen about the same time? I think your answer's got to be that the president's going to do all this fundraising to pay back the $3 million last fall, and he had a gallbladder, so he put it off till spring. So this spring was designated for Texas and the Southwest, for Chicago in the Middle West, for New York in the East, for Washington here, and for St. Louis and Iowa out there. So that's what's been going on the last 90 days. Now, the fact that this case, we got crowded and had to go put up or shut up, came in that period. We didn't call up the committee to say you're going to have a dinner somewhere, and they didn't call us. And that's the best compliment you can have, and neither called either. But this spring, is when we had to raise it, and he was due to go to California. But because the columns raised the question, he just canceled that. But he has been to Chicago, and has been to Iowa, and has been to Texas, and has been to New York. And the vice president's got about 10 he's supposed to go to. And this is, I think, his first one. And by God, he really launched it. And that's how it happened. At this time. That's the question they all ask. Well, how is it strange to us? It all happened in 10 days or 20 days. And that's why it happened, because this is a period set apart in the spring from March until July to try to wipe out a deficit that had gone about as long as we could stand it. They were ready to sue. And I was dismantled last year. I couldn't do it because Congress. Then I had the gallbladder, and I was out then. So we decided we'd do it this spring. And so we did, and California said don't come because we're trying to raise money, and Bobby's group said don't come because we got things up here. But we overrode everybody and went ahead, had our meetings, and now we've got it paid down to $1 million. We got $1 million left, and we were going to have that in September. You think maybe we'll just borrow it and get rid of the election campaign. Think about that, and we'll talk about it.
All right.
But you watch this for me over the weekend.
Yes, sir, I will.
Now, on the riots, what do? Just have to sit and wait and leave it up to the locals?
Well, pretty much. I think the important, when you actually get into that situation, you know, when they're doing it, then I think it's their job to try to restore order, and I don't think there's very much we can do there. Now, what we can do is try to get a little bit of what would be helpful in terms of, giving some sort of symbolism on this. Some sort of project that might do some good. I guess the mayor's agreed out there he's going to put sprinklers on the fire hydrants. Well, that's, some help. But I lived in Chicago, and I'll tell you, at this time of year, that can be enough to make me riot just on pure heat. And I think we just got a little break in the weather. It would help a great deal. It may sound silly to say that, but they've had riots. There isn't any leadership, Mr. President, that you can, not like the southern situation where you can hope you can talk to people on each side to work it out. Most of this here is not without, it's just groups, gangs. Now, we can try to talk to some of the gang leaders out there and do something, but you've got 3,000 to 4,000 kids in gangs in Chicago, at least, in that area. And I don't think King cuts any water out there at all, really.
Have you got that thing worked out on him? You got that?
It's gone.
It better be.
It's gone, yes, sir.
Okay.
I left it. It's on. Fellow's a secret member.
Mm-hmm.
I left it on him. Mm-hmm. I think that's legitimate.
Yeah.
If any of it's legitimate, that's legitimate. But it's off him and off anything to do with him other than that connection.
You think that we've got this Bush thing in good shape so we can have it? Is it? You think it's?
Well, we worked hard enough on it.
They repeated Curtis again today. Curtis demands a full investigation. Now we don't want that. We don't want to get this in the campaign.
No, sir, and I don't think Curtis is not like Goodell. I can talk to Goodell, but I can't talk to Carl Curtis.
Well, it's not Carl Curtis. This is Curtis from Missouri, who's supposed to be the Bush's friend.
Oh.
He says that he just thinks it's sandbagging, that the committee is sandbagging. Well, if it's sandbagging, I think it would call you or call Turner or call somebody that could do something about it.
See, I read that a different way. I'll read it again, Mr. President. I read that as saying that the original suit was sandbagging.
Well, read it and look at it.
I
you may ought to talk to Curtis. Curtis from Missouri, he's Ways and Means Committee member. He's able and he's tough. But I think if you just say him now, okay, there's a lot of politics and a lot of things. But I will say this, that under this president, he does not tell me when to file suits or when to withdraw suits. And I just have not had it. And he told me he wouldn't when he asked me to become Attorney General. Now, he has a right to. Most presidents do discuss it. He just hasn't done it. And he told me that and asked him. There's a voluntary on his statement. And I'd be glad to discuss any case with him he wants to discuss. But he just made that a rule. And he certainly, no committee's talked to me about this and no assistant. And here's the damn file. And I take responsibility for it. On my belt as a lawyer, and I can't win the goddamn case because they're selling malt any school get manufactured. Now I'm going to win the one in New York where they buy.